Naxos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
You're listening. Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio. Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition of the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughn Radio. And welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to another day. As you can hear in my voice, I'm still a bit sick. Remember, we can say sick or ill. They're both synonyms. So I'm still a little ill. De hecho, suena mejor con el ill porque rima. But we are going to get better. We have a goal. Because when I say we, it's my wife, my daughter, and yours truly, un servidor. And all of us came down with something. Nos pusimos malos. Es bueno saber este... It's the collocation over here. We all three of us came down with something. Now, the good news is we're traveling to the United States on Sunday. What does that mean? That means barred some crazy, weird circumstance. And barred es como que no. ¿Cómo se diría esto? Barred. Excluyendo puede ser. Alguna circunstancia, barred, no, con rejas, rayado. I think you guys know what I'm saying. Que no venga, no, a no ser que haya, barred some crazy circumstance where we, all three of us, get worse, I think we're going to be okay for the trip, which is really what you want. You don't want to be sick traveling, even if you're just a little bit sick. It's not cool, well, for you and obviously for the other passengers as well. So we hope to have, como se dice en inglés, a clean bill of health. Y esto es estar en salud perfecta. So, hey, get it, como decimos también, let's just get it out of the way now. Vamos a quitarlo de medio ahora mismo. And you know what? You gotta approach things. Hay que enfrentar las cosas, enfocar las cosas, right? With a little bit of sense of humor. Because right now I could be thinking, oh man, I'm sick. I gotta pack. Remember, we don't say to do the suitcase or to make the suitcase, we say to pack. So I've got to pack, I got to do my checklists, passport, you know, and leave the house in decent condition. And I could think, you know, oh, I'm not feeling well, but also I could think on the bright side and say, Sunday, we are going to be feeling good. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Freedom is my life, and you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. You guys. And I'm feeling good. Psh, boom, boom, psh, boom, boom, psh, boom, 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 boom. We're starting off with a little musical lesson, as always. Amigos, thank you so much for joining me, and we are gonna get through the show together. In fact, just like yesterday and the day before, I am relying on you guys. Dependo de vosotros. To make time fly, to make me forget that I can barely hear my own voice. Yeah, it's just bouncing. ¿Sabes? When you have a head cold, your voice just sounds weird. My ears, bueno, aprovechamos para hacerlo una lección. My ears are clogged, taponados. But you know what? I'm just preparing for the plane. And speaking of, I gotta say, I was a little bit nervous traveling with kids. You know, long trips, but my wife and I have been talking to Lara, and we've been telling her we have to go to the airport, we're going to have to wait, but then we're going to see planes, and then we're going to go on the plane, and we have to be good on the plane because the pilot, The captain, she says the captain, comandante, she's an av geek like her father. ¿Se nota si alguien es un av geek? Un aerotrastornado, you say in Spanish? Aerotrastornado. No puedo pronunciar eso. Lo he visto en las cuentas que sigo españolas. The av geeks, aviation geeks. So my daughter says, I said, we have to be good. We can't cry or we can't scream because we don't want to distract the pilot. And she goes, the captain. I was like, oh my God. Y yo simplificando. And so she is really excited about it. She's keeps saying, we're going to go on the plane. It's going to be a long time, but we're going to play. We're going to sleep. We're going to look out the window. So she is prepared as she can be. In fact, she said yesterday, I want to go on the plane. So that's great news. Also, remember what awaits, or I should say, who awaits. ¿Quién le espera? In the United States, grandma and grandpa. So she is ecstatic. She's ecstatic. That's why I don't use that word a lot. No me sale. It doesn't just roll off my tongue. She's excited. She's psyched. She is rearing to go. Con muchas ganas de ir. Rearing to go. And I hope you guys are rearing to go because we're going to go to some exciting places on our English adventure today. So everybody hold on tight because it is time for liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time.
Amigos, we have officially left the ground. We are airborne on our exciting English journey. Yeah, Kubla says aficionado, obsesionado con la aviación. Yeah, but we have a word. No sé si lo sabe. Es que hay un grupo y todo. No me lo estoy inventando. A lo que me refiero, que es, a ver si lo sé decir. Lo he buscado. Y como te digo, I follow a lot. Yo sé estas palabras en español, porque sigo podcasts y cosas de aviación hasta en español. Porque when you love something, you want to know about it from every angle. Aerotrastornado. A mí me sale mucho más fácil av geek. And it's somebody who is simply in love with aviation. And let me remind you guys, a lot of times we think about aviation, we think about the pilots. Yeah, that's the only part of the link, the only link in the chain, I should say. No, a lot of people, so many people working to make sure that plane leaves on time, arrives on time, is safe, is full of gasoline, that your suitcases arrive. Okay, maybe that one they haven't figured out yet. But so many people are working to make sure that everything works like clockwork. And many times, it doesn't. No funciona como maquinaria. Well, as you've seen, a lot of airports right now are understaffed. Esto es que no tienen la plantilla suficiente. But of course, they thought they were smart. Se pensaban muy listos, saying, okay, we're going to lay everybody off. Vamos a hacer despidos ERTES, you say? And, if you don't have the shot, no puedo decir la palabra, porque esa palabra ya no se puede decir, hago el gesto, esto que se pinche, that thing. If you don't have that, you're fired. So now, a lot of people said,
okay, that's not how it works. I was going to get it, but that's not because of that. Like, is that a threat? ¿Eso es una amenaza? So now the aviation industry has found itself in a bind because they got rid of a lot of people really quick and like, ah, and guess what? People are ready to travel. Aviation bounced back. They're taking all these quad jets. Quad jets son los que tienen cuatro motores. They're taking them out of storage. Ones that were retired. Now, there are different stages. Hay diferentes fases. Some planes go to storage or the boneyard. Es la frase que se usa en la aviación. Donde one of the biggest ones in the world is in Teruel, by the way. Existe, eh? And you can take a, I mean, just at Barajas, at Adolfo Suarez Barajas Airport, you'll see two double-deckers. British Airways has two A380s. I have a feeling those are going to be moving again soon. So a lot of these planes went into, like, some kind of light hibernation, right? I don't know the exact term. I'm sure there's a term in aviation. But they weren't, like, going to be... A lot of times they go to the boneyard just to be destroyed and used for scrap metal, chatarra. But many of them, they're like, well, if this needs to fly again within 2 days or 2 weeks, we can get this thing airborne again. No problem, right? So, see, sometimes saving money, trying to cut corners, siempre ahorrar, recortar... Well, but and then again, the people who get screwed are not them. It's the clients, the customers, the people who fly on the airlines, the people who use the airport. So that said, thank you so much. Thank you so much, AENA, Iberia, Airline Group, como os llamáis, and all of you guys. Thank you. Thank you for planning ahead. There's my complaint of the day, mi queja del día, my gripe of the day. ¿Sabéis esta palabra? A gripe. A gripe es, suena como gripe, se escribe como gripe, pero a gripe es una queja. Hey, I gotta have at least one a day, right? All right, so my amigos, I think we've got to move on, though. I see you guys are rearing to go, lo que os enseñé antes. So let's kick off with today's pop quiz. That's right, amigos. It is our pop quiz only on the show with no name. And just a quick reminder, too, guys, before we look at the pop quiz, if you're interested in getting involved in our summer courses, remember, the summer is here now, officially, as of 11, what was it, today? Yesterday at 11 or today? Let's put it this way, summer is here. If you are interested in getting involved, and when I mean getting involved in getting your English to the next level, then you can contact us. We have so many different options. We have summer camps, summer impacts. Again, while supplies last, mientras duran existencias, because there are limited spaces. We also have materials, online courses, and anything and everything you could possibly imagine over at VaughnTienda.com, our online website with all our materials. Online website, aren't they all? Well, no, some are offline. Ayer estuvieron muchos offline. The phone number, just in case we're offline and our servers aren't working, it's 911-385831. All right, or GrupoVon.com. And again, if you follow us on social media, that's another way. Because then you'll find out about events, you'll get tons of content for free, and you can contact us if you have any questions, all right? And if you want a free level test, that's another reason to contact us. Maybe you don't know. You're like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I even want to spend money. No worries. Call us. Tell us your story, and we'll tell you our story, and we'll see if they mix. See? It's that simple. All right, my amigos, here is today's pop quiz. The other day I was experimenting. I like to experiment here in my office, in my studio. And I put together a little short video, like a motivational video, you know, to offer encouragement, aliento. Because sometimes being a teacher is about teaching vocabulary and expressions and teaching pronunciation and all that stuff, right? The mechanics of the language. But another part of being a teacher is being a cheerleader, being somebody who's there when your students are having a bad day to say, hey, don't worry about it. Who cares? ¿Qué más da? Who cares? Oh, te equivocaste. Oh, shit. What are we going to... I remember I said to a student once, she was so nervous. I said, Maria, if you make a mistake, each mistake, I'm going to cut off one of your fingers. You understand me? And I looked at her dead serious using all my acting skills. And she was like, I'm like, Maria, no, nobody would ever say like, hello, come back to earth. If you make a mistake, just make sure you are understood. The last thing you want to do if you make a mistake is people is no, no, people were we, he's, no, people is, oh, coño, me cacho. Very important. Y luego puedes reiterar sabiendo, that's why I'll reiterate, people are very, you know, pero no intentes corregirte demasiado because then that throws you off too, te desconcierta. So sometimes you just need a little encouragement, un poco de aliento. You know, you're like, okay, I got enough vocabulary, I'm on overload today. I just need to know that it's okay to have a bad day, to sometimes not be as motivated as I am, and that happens to all of us. So I put together a little video, and I thought if you like the video, share it. You guys can share it on Twitter. You can share it on... Why? Well, I think it's not just something we can apply to English learning, okay? So I said in the post, sometimes all you need is a little encouragement. A veces lo único que necesitas es un poco de aliento, un poco de tú puedes. You can do this. O como decimos, you got this. No, eso es muy americano. You got this. Tú puedes con esto. And then I said something that I believe has helped me so much, this word. I said, sed, be, y la palabra en español es resuelto, seguro, firme, tajante, autoritario. Right? Que cuando tú estás ahí, no es, bueno, you know, you're not kind of, you're there. You're present and you believe what you're saying, right? You're confident in what you're saying. And I think that has helped me so much more than just knowing Spanish vocabulary, but being resuelto, seguro, firme, tajante a la hora de hablar. No, a la hora de decir, quiero esto. I'm teaching my daughter this now. She's, Bobby. I'm like, Lara, if you cry, I don't understand what you want. You understand? You're not a baby. You need to tell me what you want. And I can help you, but you have to tell me. So I'm teaching her to, dime lo que quieres, no llores. You know, tell me, me molesta esto, no me gusta esto, me gusta. Tell me that, because that's going to help you in life. Again, I'm not the smartest, la expresión, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. No soy la herramienta más afilada del cobertizo. No soy el más listo, right, del grupo. And I don't care, it's not my goal. You know, I don't want to be the smartest guy in the room. But I do feel like being this way helped me. So what's the word I'm looking for? I said it in the post. I said, be este adjetivo, okay? And I said, nobody wants you to fail. Porque a veces, a lot of times when we're doing a presentation or we're taking a test even, you're like, la voy a cagar, quieren que... You're imagining somebody there like, you're going to screw up. But really, there's nobody doing that. And if there is somebody doing that, fuck them. That's not the kind of person. No real good person wants you to fail. Everybody wants to see other people succeed. Think about that. If you see somebody diving off a diving board, okay, you say trampolín, we call it a diving board in la piscina, and the guy does a flip, do you want to see that person hurt themselves? Do you want to see that person fail? Or do you want to see that person perform that beautifully? Right? So I guess there are certain people who want to see people fail, but those aren't the kind of people you want to have anywhere near you. So I said, boy, I said, nobody wants you to fail. And if they do, good riddance. And good riddance, I think the best translation is hasta nunca. Hasta luego, hasta nunca. Good riddance. Que es una canción de Green Day. Good riddance. It's something indestructible. I can't remember the lyrics. Let's see. I love the song, though. Good riddance. Let's look it up, guys. Good riddance, Green Day. It's called Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. So it goes, another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Another turning point, punto de inflexión, a fork stuck in the road. Una bifurcación is a fork in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, el tiempo te coge de la muñeca, and directs you where to go. Y luego el estribillo, it's something unpredictable, es impredecible, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Canción preciosa. Se llama Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. So, beautiful song. And we can learn that expression, good riddance. Hasta nunca, sal fuera. Another way we say that is, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. No, que no puedes salir lo suficientemente rápido de aquí. Como que no te dé la puerta al salir. Como que salgas más rápido de lo que se cierre la puerta. You know what I'm saying? Don't let, y si quieres acortarlo, se puede decir, don't let the door hit you in the ass. Si no quieres decir, on the way out. Pero la expresión es, don't let the door hit you in the ass. Es como, sí, ¿qué esperas? Adiós. Hey, you gotta know these native expressions. All right, let's see what we've got over here. Laura's the first one to participate, and she gives us a good word. It wasn't the one I was looking for, because I'll tell you why, Laura. I don't consider myself the thing that you put. I can be. Because the word you used es una palabra muy buena, pero lo vamos a poner más en otro contexto. This is the negative version of that. Porque ser firme, ser autoritario puede ser algo bueno, porque crees en ti mismo. You believe in yourself and what you're saying, right? I couldn't do this show if I didn't have that, okay? 2 hours just here talking and hopefully teaching English, you know? It's you have to have that. So the word you're saying, adamant, is a great word, but it's usually firme, inflexible, terco, like stubborn. Que también me han dicho que soy eso. So being adamant can help you achieve your goals. I like it, but again, you got to be careful, because that one is usually used in a negative connotation, okay? He was adamant about not going. Come on. I'm not going, you know? So I like it. Let's give you a nice round of applause. Because honestly, I think it's a great word that you've shown us. And it just goes to show. La misma idea puede a un extremo ya es negativo. Hay que ser firme, pero no hay que ser inflexible. Right? So that's where we get that. Let's see. Leonardo says, broadcasting today's show shows that you are very assertive with your work, with your students, and that is beyond question. There it is. To be assertive. To be assertive means to ask for what you want. Don't be shy. No seas tímido. Dilo. You know, like I said with Lara. Lara, if you cry, I can't understand you. But if you tell me confidently what you want, papi, no quiero esto. Muy bien, Lara. Now we're communicating, right? Now I can help you. So you have to be assertive in life. You know, you have to go for what you want. You have to be a go-getter. A go-getter is alguien que va a por todas. Bueno, a por lo que le gusta, pero que va a por todas, right? So be assertive, which is confident, right? Another way of saying confident and a little bit forceful. So you're not when you're assertive, usually people don't take advantage of you. Or they don't try. They'll go to the next person. So when you're like, excuse me, what'd you say? Because I was told, you see, actually my wife says sometimes, you're very assertive. Eso ya es adamant. Yo dije que no, pero muchos que me conocen dicen que sí. Lemura says, keep it up. Keep on trying. You are going to get it. Be assertive and always look on the bright side of life, en vez de at. Yo sé que look at cosas, pero como es frase hecha de la canción Excellent Lemura. Excellent. Let's see. Kubla says, the more I listen to Vaughn Radio, the more self-assured I feel when speaking English. Yes, this is good too. But remember, guys, being self-assured is being confident. Being adamant is being like, no way. This is what I said, and that's that. And being assertive is not hiding your intentions and what you want and communicating that clearly. So I don't even know if resuelto, seguro, tajante is even the right word, because assertive is strong. Again, I think it's what helped me meet girls. No, yo ligaba. I would hook up with girls because I was assertive. Because I went up to them, hey, how you doing? And tell them a joke. I wasn't afraid. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't shy. And I wish that to you guys. Os deseo eso. So check out the video. It's just a 30-second video. If you like it, share it, because I think everybody needs to hear that sometimes. You know, nobody, no nice person wants you to fail. Everybody wants to see you shine, especially me, your English teacher. But we're taking a quick commercial break, amigos. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles, y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com.
And I mean, this is basically it. I mean, I truly believe that we can easily reach an agreement if we just keep pushing them on the budget. And you know, the fact that they're going to lose a key customer if they don't take the risk.
That's an interesting point, actually. What do you think, Mr. Ramirez?
Joe? I think... excuse me. No! No, márchate! Márchate!
Mr. Ramirez, are you all right? Mr. Ramirez?
¿Te da miedo hablar en inglés?
Tenemos la solución. Vaughan Town es una auténtica terapia de choque para que mejores tu comprensión auditiva y tu agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Durante 6 días, desde las 9 de la mañana hasta que te vayas a la cama, no harás otra cosa que no sea hablar inglés con nativos. Vaughan Town. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution. A painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 76-75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Los Urban Camps son inmersiones en inglés sin clases, talleres y actividades específicamente diseñados para que los niños aprendan a comunicarse en inglés de forma natural, siempre a través del juego y la diversión, y donde vuelven a casa por la tarde, al día siguiente, más diversión.
Tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés. 911-335-832. 911-335-832. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses. Llámanos al 911-335-832. Campamentos de verano. Serrano Baugan, el líder del sector. 911335832. No lo dejes para el último momento. Aprenderán inglés mientras viven mil aventuras. No olvides preguntar por el resto de campamentos e inversiones de la línea Junior de Baugan.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
In everybody, come on in. It's time for part two. And guys, we only have a few more live shows, and I am Audi 5000. Me pido vampiro. I am Audi 5000. I'll miss you guys, but I won't miss the routine. I'm looking forward to not having a routine because, as many of you know, I work with Vaughn, and then, well, I need to have more money because I work part-time with Vaughn, so I have, obviously, other projects that I'm always working on. So this will be the first time that I'm literally on vacation from everything, and I just don't know what to do. Well, I know exactly what to do. We're going to catch a ball game. Vamos a ver, Subway Series, Mets versus Yanks. That's right, the Mets versus the Yankees. I got tickets like 7 months ago. We're going to Broadway to see the award-winning musical Hamilton. We're going to Legoland, which just opened in New York, right around the corner from my dad's house. So, guys, it's going to be fun. We've got a lot of plans, but no routine. See what I mean? I think my routine, and this is usually what happens, when I go visit my dad and I stay on the lake in El Lago, we usually wake up early at the crack of dawn, a primera hora, we make coffee, and we watch the sunrise. Yeah, we're on different timetables than the rest of the world. But I love those moments because my dad loves nature. I love nature. We both like coffee, and we're both early birds. So that'll be the only routine, maybe, and going for a walk every day. Hay que andar mucho. Yeah, I'm already worried about putting on some extra pounds or kilos, as you say. I mean, even when I'm like paying attention and keeping track of what I eat, I always put on some pounds. So this summer, I'm going to make sure that we are all active, and all, I say, because how, ¿cómo dirías cuántos sois? How many of you are there? How many of you are there? There are five of us traveling together. So five of us that are coming from Spain, and then we're meeting with aunts and uncles and cousins and my mom and dad and all kinds of family and friends over there. So, but there will be five of us leaving from Madrid, my wife, my daughter, my niece and nephew, and Lara. I was like, wait, I'm missing somebody. The most important person, Lara. Jeez Louise. So five of us going to the USA. And you want to know something? I don't know, out of all five of us, who's more excited. I think each one of us is just as excited, if not more excited, than the next one. So that's a great feeling. We're really looking forward to it. And as I said, even though I'm not going to be producing content, I will be sharing some posts. So make sure you follow me on social media. All right, guys, I think it's time for a section where we listen to famous people speaking, and we have to figure out what's being said. It's called Say What? Say What? All right, amigos, it's the Say What soundbite only on the show with no name. And as always, we're going to hear a famous person speaking, and I want you guys to tell me what you hear. All right, now you're going to hear it four times. So on the after these first two listens now, I want you to tell me what you heard in your own words, okay? And after the fourth one, I want you guys to tell me everything. every single word you heard. Okay, here we go, my amigos, the Say What soundbite for the first time.
Hello? Audrey, any news? Oh, dear, he hasn't. Oh, I know. He doesn't deserve you, Audrey. He really doesn't. Exactly. I know you have. I know. I know. Oh, I know.
All right, there you go, folks. The good thing is there's something that's repeated several times there, so that part shouldn't be too difficult. Yeah, that's great. When there's repetition, that works in our favor when we're trying to write things down, right? It works in our favor. All right, let me play it for you a second time, and we'll see what you guys heard. Are you ready? Write this down.
Hello? Audrey, any news? Oh, dear, he hasn't. Oh, I know. He doesn't deserve you, Audrey. He really doesn't. Exactly. I know you have. I know. I know. Oh, I know.
All right, there you go, folks. There you go. We'll see what you came up with. All right, amigos. American, British. Where do you think this person's from? And then if once we get to that, too, what part of the United States? What part of England? What part of Australia? I have to say, if I heard an Australian accent, I couldn't tell you what part of Australia they were from. I might be able to do it with an English accent and be like, are you from the north? And even then, I wouldn't know exactly. I'd be like, let me guess. Are you from the north of England? I don't know, you know, because there's a different sound to it. Even in the United States, below the Mason-Dixon line, que es como la línea que marca el sur del norte de Estados Unidos, the Mason-Dixon line. Well, everyone below the Mason-Dixon line sounds a lot like this. They don't sound anything like me. You know what I mean? We heard the other day, who did we hear? Jim Varney and his character, Ernest. His catchphrase was, you know what I mean? Know what I mean? You know what I mean, Vern? Hey, you're laughing, but you'll hear a lot of people who sound like that. I don't want to say it, but even where my dad lives, some people I'm like, oh man, you live 1 hour from New York City? Are you sure? Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. There's got to be a wide variety of all kinds of different folks out there, right? But it's good to observe, especially when we're listening and we're learning languages, because if we can catch an accent, I don't know. It's just a little skill. I've always been horrible at it, to be honest. Siempre lo he hecho fatal. De hecho, I was traumatized for a while. And for a while, I would tell people, they would say, where do you think I'm from, mate? I'm like, I'm not going to guess. Because I was always wrong. So I would say London, and they'd be like, Dublin, mate. And I'm like, really? Different country. So not even, whoa, okay, all right. So it's not my forte. No es la cosa más que yo hago mejor, no? Nata, let's see. Nata says, Alberto, you definitely deserve this holiday. Thank you. Thank you. I'm certain that you will have an amazing and unforgettable holiday with your beloveds. Or sería más normal, Nata, your loved ones. Mejor, your loved ones. Tus seres queridos. All right, so my amigos, anybody? I thought this one was really easy today, huh? Because yesterday, last week, we've had some really tough Say What sound bites, and I think this is probably one of the easiest ones we've looked at in a long time. So if you don't participate, I'll just assume you're busy doing other things, not because it's difficult. Right?
Okay, Lemura says, I heard a woman speaking on the phone. Excellent. With someone named Audrey. Excellent. She sounds British to me. Excellent. And she's saying that someone doesn't deserve Audrey. Excellent. She sounds assertive, answering to what Audrey is telling. Okay, me encanta la última. Me encanta todo. I love it all. I love that you used assertive, and you're absolutely right. The only thing, te voy a corregir un poco al final aquí, Lemura. She sounds assertive, answering what Audrey is telling her. Okay, so not answering to. Y si ponemos telling, tenemos que poner a quién. So telling her or saying. Okay, como tú veas. But just that last sentence. But you know what? Excellent job. Spot on, Lemura. My ears are really clogged. Tengo los oídos taponados. Well, hey, at least my toilet isn't clogged. También lo usamos para el váter. When somebody uses too much toilet paper, the toilet gets clogged. And then what do you have to use? Desatascador. We call that a plunger. Hey, nunca sabes. Espero que no tengas que usar la palabra, but you might be at a restaurant and you have to ask for one quick. Do you have a plunger? All right, Connie says she sounds like a lady telling someone that he or she doesn't deserve something, and she repeats it. She repeats three times, I know, I know, I know. All right, great job, Connie. Nata says it sounds like, Nata, you always leave out like. So do me a favor and don't leave it out. No lo omites. It sounds like, okay, this episode is for, creo que todos los días, eh? Y te meto el like y nunca me lo metes. But if you want me to keep correcting the same mistake, it's okay. You tell me or we can move on, okay? So it sounds like this episode is from a funny comedy movie. The lady is speaking on the telephone and she is clamming, mejor claiming, right? Claiming, what's the word in Spanish? Diciendo, vamos, dice, that somebody has something. She has a British accent. Nata, you're missing a couple articles there, unos cuantos artículos, y ese like that you don't like. Leonardo says, it sounds like, oh, I love the like, it sounds like a sitcom where an elderly lady, good word, elderly, anciana, de mayor edad, receives a phone call from a friend of hers in which her interlocutor, we don't use that word a lot, but okay, it, just letting you know, that's eso es una palabra muy, muy española. In fact, I don't think I've heard any of anybody, not my parents, use it. But again, existe, no te lo corrijo, solo te digo que a lo mejor algún americano te dirá, what? So, is telling her some gossips. And careful with this one. Gossip es incontable. Nunca con ese. So, some gossip. In which it takes a long time. Y está tardando mucho tiempo. Okay, Leonardo, nice job. Laura, I heard the voice of a posh British woman. Very good. Laura, yes, she's quite posh. I heard the voice of a posh British woman answering the phone and asking someone called Audrey if she has any news, and she sounds very disappointed at what Audrey is telling her. Laura, lovely. Let's see. Kubla says, I heard a female, non-American comedian on the phone, probably talking to another woman. She said somebody doesn't deserve the latter, la segunda, la otra persona, and repeated she knew what the other lady was stating. Ah, y la palabra que buscaba antes, afirmar, to state or to claim. Buen vocabulario, amigos. Excellent job. Let's get everybody a nice round of applause over here. Great job, guys, really. Not just with your English, but with your observations. They're spot on, and I have a good feeling. I've got a hunch that a lot of you guys are going to get it today. So don't let me down. And now I think we're going to move on, though, folks. It's time to move on to our spelling bee.
And yesterday's was a doozy. A doozy. Dificilillo. Tenía truco, ¿no? Because we looked at numbers and everything else. So, guys, this is your spelling bee. This is round one. I'm going to give you six people. I want to know who they are. And I want to know what they have in common. The first one is C-L-A-U-D-I-U-S space P-T-O-L-E-M-Y. The next one is N-I-C-O-L-A-U-S space C-O-P-E-R-N-I-C-U-S. The next one is J-O-H-A-N-N-E-S space K-E-P-L-E-R. The second to last one is I-S-A-A-C space N-E-W-T-O-N. And the last one is A-N-N-I-E space J-U-M-P space C-A-N-N-O-N. Whew. Excuse me, I'm going to have a sip of my tea now. If it's normally tough going at that speed, well, just imagine being sick. I can't breathe. I can't hear my own voice. It's just bouncing around in my head. Está botando en mi cabeza. You know that sound when you can't hear your own voice through your ears. You just hear it resonating in your head. It's tough doing a radio show like that because I don't even know how loud I'm speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, I am completely blown away by the speed and the accuracy that our friend Lemura has just displayed, ha demostrado. She nailed today's Say What soundbite after only two listens. Please give it up for your classmate, Lemura. Oh, yeah, Lemura. Impressive. My favorite.
¿Sabes cómo aprendí que vosotros decís impresionante en las clases? Porque tenía alumnos que me decían, oh, it was impresionante. And I'm like, huh. Ok, entonces en español es impresionante, seguro.
O sea, yo aprendía de los errores. También digo, ok, using process of elimination here, yo deduciría, ok, I'm going to take a wild guess here. Voy a adivinar como, ¿no? En la oscuridad aquí. And say that that's how you say it in Spanish. Y acerté. You guys say impresionante. We say impressive, right? What's another one that my wife says? Vindicative. Vindicativo. We usually say vengeful. But it's funny because, when I hear these words, I'm like, vamos a ver si lo usamos. Otra cosa es que si está en uso común. Like, again, if you have two words, remove, quitar algo, y take off, pues 9 times out of 10, because we're speaking informally, we're going to say take off. Remove is like when you go to, you know, a restaurant says, please remove your shoes before entering the restaurant, right? Entonces, remove es el formal. That's why we have to know those phrasal verbs. Guys, I'm taking a look at today's spelling bee, and I don't think anybody got these on the first go. Whoa! Okay, here is round two of today's spelling bee. I'll slow down, guys. Here we go. The first person in today's spelling bee list is C-L-A-U-D I-U-S space P-T-O-L-E-M-Y. The next one is N-I-C-O-L-A-U-S space C-O-P-E-R-N-I-C-U-S. The next one, J-O-H A-N-N-E-S space K-E-P-L-E-R. The second to last one is I-S-A-A-C space N-E-W-T
T-O-N. And the last one is A-N-N. I-E space J-U-M-P space C-A-N-N-O-N. Okay? That's fair, folks. That's your spelling bee round two. These are all famous people that have something in common. And I'm sure somebody, at least one, maybe two or three of you, we'll get it in our second round. I went at what I call nice customer service rep speed.
Esto es velocidad de alguien de atención al cliente que es majo.
Right? El que dice, apunta, A-R-2-4. No, el que dice, R-2-4. You're like, okay, ahora me lo dices como para que lo pueda apuntar. Okay, born to Iron Man, you got what they have in common. Part two, that's good. It's a start, un comienzo. They were all astronomers. That's right. These were all astronomers. And I am having a lot of trouble believing that nobody got these. Really? Wow. I expected somebody to get it because I didn't go that fast, right? At all. I don't think I did. Unless we're being censored. There's Jennifer. Jennifer took a stab at it, but Jennifer, you're missing more than what you got there. You know how I feel about that, right? Okay, well, let's not go over the same ground again there, okay? I never want half-ass. Nunca quiero a medio gas. Not me, you know, obviously. Well, I have the same standard for myself. So I hold that standard to everybody, right? Let's see. Born to Iron Man says you can't see our responses, our answers. Are you serious? Are we being banned for talking about astronomers? Are you serious? This is crazy. Guys, now you know. Look, there's one thing that we have proved here in our lives on Instagram. Mark Zuckerberg and Instagram and Facebook are censoring comments and like comments that we don't even know why. Why would you censor Claudius Ptolemy, Nicholas Copernicus, Johannes Kepler, Isaac Newton, Annie Jump Cannon? Why would you censor that? I don't get it. Guys, something is really fishy over in Meta. Is that the name of the company now? Meta Mierda. Es lo que meta. Holy cow! Esto es Big Brother, amigos. Ha llegado 1984. No se puede hablar de astronomía en Instagram. Because it's not the science. Eso es mi favorito. My latest favorite phrase is trust the science. And I say, well, wait, trust? Isn't that like religion? Like, you trust, God is there, trust he's there. He's there, trust, you gotta believe. And the science? There's one science? I thought science was like an open field that anybody could look at. And science was supposed to be disproved. Huh, that's pretty shady. I guess they're making a lot of money over at Meta. You guys must be, I hope they're listening to this, really. Meta, is it worth it? Are you making a lot of money following the science? Oh, my God. Guys, I understand. Let me explain why I'm in shock right now. Because I understand if you ban the word, I don't know, P-U-T-I-N. Or, you know, these words that have to do with the war right now because there's propaganda from both sides. Eh? There's propaganda everywhere. It's obvious. They found even footage of a video game. They're like, look at the streets. And you're like, isn't that Final Frontier? The video game? What? What? You know? So, I understand there are certain words, but, like, we're not allowed to talk about astronomy? Guys, there's something that's definitely going to happen when this show returns to the air. We are leaving Instagram. We are definitely 100% leaving Instagram. You'll be able to follow the show on Twitch or YouTube. I'll find another place where you guys can participate
and follow the show, but this is ridiculous. This has gone too far. And they, and on top of it, they're harassing me every day. Me están acosando en Meta. I'm serious. Yesterday, after our show, remember I play a little music clip at the end. They say, we have removed your video. They contacted me instantly. I'm like, removed my video? I didn't post it. This is called harassment. I didn't post. What video did you remove? I removed it. What are you talking about? Leave me. And then I just said, leave me alone. Déjame en paz. Every day you guys are contacting me, Meta. Leave me alone. God, all I want to do is teach English. And I can't even talk about astronomy? You call that free speech? F you, Mark, and F your platforms. You've got us for two or three more days, and we are out of here. Nos vamos. That's what you've done, Mark. I really hope that they're listening to this. You have forced hundreds of people right now, my followers, my off of Instagram. We're leaving this piece of shit. Y ahora, I feel great. Me siento genial. And you know what's funny? I don't think anybody will disagree with me. Is anybody at this stage defending Instagram or Mark Zuckerberg or Meta or whatever the hell he calls himself? I don't think so. All right, well, folks, we've got to go. Remember I had said I had some gripes? Tenía unas quejas? A couple of these. We are leaving Instagram. I can't say it clearer. We are leaving Instagram, possibly tomorrow. I'll keep you posted. I don't even think I want to continue tomorrow. Guys, we're taking a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan, cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esa semana sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
How do you say conquistar in English? Conquer, to conquer. With Vaughan, you will conquer the English language and make it your friend and accomplice in becoming an effective communicator.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, tu curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. Entra a nuestra web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Ya disponible también en Latinoamérica. ¡Apúntate! Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, Ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta.